The Supreme Court has voted to put vague but strict new limits on the power of the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. The 6-3 ruling touched off a storm of criticism from climate activists, from political leaders, and increasingly from people who are questioning the very legitimacy of the Supreme Court itself. The Sierra Club, a party to the case, says the ruling gives coal executives and far-right politicians what they want by eliminating a powerful tool to set carbon pollution standards. California Attorney General Rob Bonta calls the ruling misguided and gravely disappointing, saying it will have dangerous consequences. Governor Gavin Newsom issued an apparently pre-recorded video where he speaks amid a burned-out forest.
The idea that the U.S. Supreme Court moved to take away one of the most significant and historically powerful tools to address the ravages of climate change is incomprehensible. We've got to wake up to what's going on, Supreme Court, and we've got to double down, quadruple down here in California and in blue states all across America.
The ruling comes in the case of West Virginia versus EPA. It deals with a rule promulgated by the EPA back in 2015 called the Clean Power Plan. That would have required power plants to switch to less polluting methods and finally to cleaner power like solar and wind. But the law was blocked by the Supreme Court and then repealed by the Trump administration 3 years ago, so it never went into effect, according to Dr. Leah Stokes, who teaches public policy and environmental politics at UC Santa Barbara.
The Clean Power Plan does not even exist. They are battling with ghosts in this decision today.
But battle they did. In the majority opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that the regulation in question might be sensible, but the EPA does not have the power to adopt the rule because of what's called the major questions doctrine. That is a once obscure idea that agencies need special authorization from Congress if a regulation deals with an issue of economic and political significance. Leah Littman is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan Law School.
And the reality is that standard in the hands of the 6-3, you know, Republican appointees court is a huge deregulatory tool. You know, these justices were appointed by a party that has long fought, you know, the regulation of industries and climate regulation in particular. And so, of course, you know, many policies tackling climate change are likely to strike this court as extraordinary or major.
Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote in a concurring opinion that the major questions doctrine became important after what he describes as an explosive growth of the administrative state in the 1970s. But climate activists see the ruling as part of a broader attack on climate action. Kirti Datla is with the group Earth Justice, which held the joint news conference with Stokes and Littman.
You know, the court has seized the power to restrict Congress's delegation to the agency, and we unfortunately don't know how much more the court will restrict the EPA's authority.
The ruling is indeed raising fears of what could come next. Justice Elaine Kagan wrote in her dissent that the High Court has obstructed EPA efforts from the beginning, and she calls the ruling an advisory opinion ahead of any new EPA rules. She says whatever else this court may know about, it does not have a clue about how to address climate change. Leah Littman agrees, saying the Supreme Court has never been consistent when applying rules to agencies, in effect favoring conservative policies.
The scholars who support a non-delegation doctrine have argued that it doesn't apply in the area of immigration or in areas where the federal government has plenary powers, you know, whether that's immigration, federal territories, or Native American affairs. And so what that means is Republican presidents can adopt aggressive measures with respect to immigration without them being jeopardized by the Supreme Court.
Kirti Datla is with the group Earth Justice, which convened a news conference with Littman and Stokes. She says she'll be watching upcoming court cases.
We'll see kind of how just how much of a tool this is, just how much of a shift to power to the courts it is when we see what lower courts do with it, right? Whether they read the opinion to be narrow or whether they say, no, this is open season on regulations.
The activists say they don't see any silver lining in the court's ruling. Justice Kagan ended her opinion with the words, "The court appoints itself, instead of Congress or the expert agency, the decision maker on climate policy. I cannot think of many things more frightening. I respectfully dissent." But the activists say they don't want people to feel hopeless because there are many climate actions that can be taken by the EPA, by state and local governments, and especially by Congress if it chooses to act. Dattla agrees.
You should be discouraged that this is what the Supreme Court has chosen to do, but you shouldn't be discouraged in the sense that there is so much more work to be done that the Supreme Court cannot affect.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.